Hey, you ready to run? My name is Lena. We're in Morning Minutes in a series in 1 Corinthians called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. If you're just checking in for the first time, welcome. We're halfway through the study, but we're happy to have you. If you've been here all along, I hope you're enjoying the study. Today, episode 35, 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27. By the way, you can access all of the episodes in our app. Just download the Living with Bauer app and look for Morning Minutes. Today's episode in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27, I've called A Race Worth Winning. And let me read the verses. Those are pretty cool verses. Paul finishes chapter 9 with these words. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. A race worth winning. Paul always has an amazing way with words. Talking to the Christian church in Corinth, he writes these words and to remind them that number one, the Christian life can be compared to a race. If you hate running, you're probably thinking, why, Lord, why? But it is actually a great comparison. There are many runners in the Christian race. And if you have brothers, if you go to local church or if you just tuned in this morning, there are many people listening to this. Anyone who declares the name of Jesus is running this Christian race. Sometimes we forget that. Remember Elijah, when he went through his season of depression in 1 Kings 19, he moaned and groaned and God said, what's wrong? And he says, I'm here alone. I've been giving my life to you. And God says, man, you're not alone. There's 7,000 other prophets. And all across the centuries, there are men and women who have given their life to Jesus. And we're all running races. It's the same race going to the same place. And we each have a role and we each have a pace. And it's not a competition, but it's a race. There's only one winner in the Christian race. Guess who that is? No, not you, not me. It's Jesus. He's the winner. He's the one that we're running for. And he's our aim. The reward in the Christian race is always later. Later. We're going to see the reward later. Some of you, the race doesn't end here on this earth. It's eternal. And so think about the analogy with the race and think, meditate on it today. And Paul tries to bring out a lot of those characteristics of a race. But basically, it's an encouragement to go on and to have self-control and to aim for the end, to run with a goal, etc. So the Christian life can be compared to a race. Number two, the Christian life requires discipline. So one of the first things you think about when you think about a race, you don't just wake up and run. And some people can do that. My friend John Klubnik, one time in Houston, woke up and decided he wanted to run the Houston Marathon, and he went and ran it. He's the exception, not the rule. Generally speaking, most runners I know, they get a plan, and if they want to run a marathon, and the Christian life, by the way, is a marathon, not a sprint, they sit down and they plot it and they decide, this is how much I'm going to run this day. This is what I'm going to do. And sometimes this discipline is physical. Sometimes it's mental. And always it's spiritual. And if you don't have a strategy and a discipline in the Christian life, then no wonder you're tired. And no wonder you're burning out. And if you don't see the end race, if you don't look at the aim of what you're going for, no wonder you're frustrated. If you've ever I remember once I did this bike race and it was like 50 miles. I didn't have a speedometer or whatever it is. And I didn't know every mile I was getting so tired and I didn't know when the end was. It felt like I was just biking aimlessly. And no wonder I got so frustrated. I almost didn't finish. And every so often, of course, somebody would come alongside and encourage you to go on. But it helps to have a strategy and to be disciplined. And by the way, that's what I believe the Christian disciplines are about, are to help you shape this road as you get towards the goal of Christ Jesus. So the Christian life can be compared to a race. It requires discipline. What are the disciplines that you're doing in your life in order to help you run this race? And who are the people who are running alongside you? Hebrews 12 talks about that as well. And do you have a strategy in this race? Are you disciplining your body and bringing it under some self-control? And if you know any runners, there's certain foods they'll eat and there's certain foods they'll never eat and there's certain foods they'll eat just before the race and they hydrate and on and on and on. And so it takes thought. And how are you nourishing your body and your soul as you run this race? Thirdly, the Christian life examines self to see progress. All right. We can be so introspective in a Christian life, and it's okay as long as you pace that introspection. Okay, don't just stay stuck in thinking about self, but there has to come a place where you honestly evaluate how you're doing. How's your pace? How is your stride? Are you overeating or undereating? Are you, you know, on and on and on. Are you so, what do you mean by overeating? You can be so into feeding yourself vertically in the church. Like you show up to small group, you're being fed. You show up to every service at every, but you never serve. And so you become stagnant. And so there has to be service in order to stay flowing. And so are you evaluating yourself honestly? And really more importantly than evaluating yourself, are you asking what the psalmist did in Psalm 139? Search me, O God, and know me. See if there's be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And so are you asking those questions to God? That's the quiet time you have with the Lord every day. Ought to have some time of asking God, God, how are we doing? What do I need to confess? I personally just started reading this amazing book, Every Moment Holy. And it is sort of a book that takes you through three prayers in the day that allows you to examine. It's sort of a liturgy, but it's a way of examining yourself and saying, hey, how am I doing in this race? Make sure you're practicing what you're preaching. Make sure you're living what you say you believe. So when you examine yourself to see progress, practice what you're preaching to others, live what you believe. It starts right there, and you build from there. So we want to finish this race. We don't want to fall off the wayside. Just this year, in the last few months, I've heard of Christians who used to be running the race and now are out of the race. They no longer consider themselves Christian. It's heartbreaking. And I don't want to be that person. I want to be faithful, and we cannot do it on our own strength. God keeps us, but we can also participate in his scheme of keeping us close to him. And I hope you're doing that. I think you being here shows that you're doing it. If you've stuck this out, you're on episode 35, we're finishing today, then I know that you believe what I'm about to tell you, that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Hey, check in with me. Let me know how you're doing at lena@livingwithpower.org or leave a comment on social media. Love you guys. Share this with someone you love and come back tomorrow.